Cool. To you likewise. How are you feeling today?
A lot better, actually. A lot more. I've been going home at about 3:30 each day, and just sleeping in the garden for an hour or so. So I'm having to learn a new, completely new management of my lifestyle. Mm. So lots of people have been giving me lots of very good information. Mm. So I'm following that, and I've ordered Mickle Therapy, the book. I'm having to humbly learn a different way of living. I just wish I had hadn't had to have that kind of wake-up call to make that decision, but there you go.
Quite. I did think, you talked about you being Superman, I must admit, I did think how you manage all this process, because, some of it seemed to come, I think you said the other week, through you, with your, was it 5 or 6 pages of foolscap, and you could delegate 5 of them when you worked it through.
Yes.
It's a salutary lesson for us all, really.
Well, it just, it's interesting, it just built up on me. I got it down to a situation 18 months ago where I ran quite a popular workshop where I showed people how I cut my existing business model down to 3 days a week. But of course what I then did, which was really stupid, was fill it with masses more new projects. It wasn't until I was hitting 60 hours a week regularly that I thought, there's just something wrong with this. I'm just my own worst enemy, Andy. So I've learned to some tough lessons, which I'm still learning, and I've had masses of very kind pieces of advice and counsel, so I guess I need to reshape this business and then show all of you and everybody else how to do it. So how are things for you? And thank you so much for last week, that day. By about 2 o'clock I had a splitting headache and just had to fall asleep on the floor.
That's fine. I talked about you being a bit ambitious or expecting to get an email from you to say, do you mind if you can cancel? And I didn't think it was really fair to push you. Plus, in a way, what I'm stuck about, everything we're sort of working on at the moment, you're probably able to make a more useful contribution, in a month's time to that anyway.
Just thanks for thinking of that. Some people just didn't even consider it as a problem. Good. So today's session, what did you desire to focus on?
Well, really, it was about a little bit of marketing we're thinking of doing, but also getting to the stage where we might sort of brand and try branding rather than Nevitt and Taylor Limited.
Yes.
We've had quite a lot of success in the last quarter with the life planning. I remember talking to you 6 months ago saying, what do we call this, lifestyle financial planning? And you said, I don't think people really understand it. They might think you're talking about the curtains or the decor or just stick to financial planning. But I suppose having gone through the kind a bit more, the substance and detail since then, and having had this 5-day course, we've really settled on calling our process financial life planning, which is a label that I think Kinder have started using, people like Tina Weeks, other people have used that, and I think that's succinct enough to convey that it's more than just financial planning, and we can then get that across. So having talked to a contact of a client who's the marketing business about what they could do, we talked about dipping our toe in the water with a leaflet and financial life planning and rolling out what's involved and what we might do to Chamber of Commerce members. Sort of some affinity there, we'd find out who to send it to within the database, and just to test market, try it out with 50 leaflets 1 week and letters and follow them up and just see what's the reaction it has. And I suppose at the back of my mind as well, we've been talking or thinking about what the next stage, and whether we call it Nevitt and Taylor Limited or whether we come up with a name, much as Tina Weeks has started using Serenity.
Do you want any reaction at this stage?
Go on.
I'm going to be as open as I can with you, and as honest as I can with you, as well as open, and just say this is how I see it currently.
Mm.
While I'm talking, are you in front of your screen at the moment?
I'm not.
I've come into
sort of the meeting room because I wanted to talk a bit more confidentially about
yes.
it, broadcast it around the open plan office that I'm normally in.
So. Yes. I'm spending time this month talking to some, only about half a dozen, of the current Kinderite Life financial planners.
Mm.
I'm just trying to turn to Adam Young's site.
I mean, I can get on the internet if that's what you mean.
I think that if it's easy to do in that room.
Yeah.
Dragonfly. Dragonfly Financial. Yeah. Just turning to Adam Young's site, Dragonfly Financial.
Do you want me to try and get some numbers?
Yeah, well? Do that, if you would.
Is it .com or .co?
I think he's dragonflyplanning.com.
Yeah, because I know Adam went through the Kinder process I'm going through now about 12
yes,
months ago.
Yes, that's right. And Dennis Hall has been through it. Obviously, Tina Weeks has been through it. Jeremy Deeds has been through
it. Yep.
My workshop has been through it. And I'm not sure they've all got their marketing right.
Mm-hmm.
Although, you know, Adam Young's enjoying enormous success in a particular niche, very tight niche market.
Mm.
And Dennis Hall is an advocate of marketing and coaching, and he just loves all this.
Mm.
He loves business as well as financial planning, does Dennis? I've got Dennis Hall open, yellowtail.co.uk, and whilst I'm there, I'm going to open up Jeremy Deeds' site.
Mm.
Now, I'm going to express a view, because I believe a lot of life financial planners have got it wrong. I honestly don't believe that in your marketing, I'm not talking about the first meeting onwards, which is the relationship process and the negotiation process and the engagement process, but in your marketing before people have actually met you,
mm-hmm.
I don't think that life financial planning sells. And here's why I think that. Mm-hmm. Let me express why I think that. Because I think whichever industry you're in, whichever profession, whether you're a dentist, doctor, psychotherapist, hypnotist, whatever it may be, osteopath, the key is what is the target client and what is their problem?
Uh-huh.
And that's the first thing you address.
Uh-huh.
Coaches make this terrible mistake, and coaches are typically, I discussed this at Dennis Hall's London IFP meeting, and a lot of people didn't like it, but a lot of people really did. Executive coaches are the classic professional problem
mm-hmm.
who struggle with business. So the average coach in the US earns less than $50,000 a year. The average coach in the US and UK, this is their profile, 45 plus years of age,
mm-hmm.
typically degree qualified, mm-hmm. typically middle to senior management from corporate UK, USA.
Mm-hmm.
Very caring, very sensitive, intelligent, really good professionals.
Mm-hmm.
They go into coaching and they starve to death. And why do they do that? Because they fall in love with the really complex and highly developed skill that they learn as coaches.
Mm.
And it is a complex developed skill. Coaching is no joke. It's actually quite difficult to learn about and get right.
Mm.
You know, you're fairly close to being a counsellor without being a counsellor. You're fairly close to being a psychologist without being a psychologist.
Mm.
It fits very clearly in a particular niche,
mm-hmm.
and there are some very, very, very highly skilled coaches around on the globe.
Mm.
Most of them starve to death. And the reason they starve to death is they just cannot get it into their heads that they are primarily business people who are then brilliant coaches. And in order to reach their target market, most of them don't have a target market, they have to be marketeers first and coaches next.
Uh-huh.
And not until they engage with the client and I do mean engage as a human being, body to body, eyeball to eyeball, even if it's on the phone, voice to voice, is their coaching skill of any interest to the client whatsoever? And the reason I know that to be the case is because I struggled in the same way for 3 years. I mean, really, really, really struggled. I thought I was going to go under again. And I trained so hard as a coach. And for about a year, Andy, I had to forget all that I knew as a coach and go back to being a business person, and then recognise that until I got the client on board, coaching to the client was a complete and utter irrelevance. The only relevant fact to the client was, I had this really painful problem. It's getting me down. I can't sleep at night. You know, whatever it may be, whether it's my divorce or the fact that I've gone into deep debt, or I just, this screwy business just does not seem to work. It is really causing me a lot of pain, grief and frustration and heartache, and it's spoiling my life. And I need you to help me sort it out. So here's my problem. What's your solution? Until I got that, nothing happened for me, although I trained my socks off, and I learnt to write, I learnt to go on the public circuit and speak, and I nearly starved to death. Until I got that thing and learnt what I learnt as a financial planner and went back to it, I was in serious trouble. I believe life planners are going through exactly the same cycle that 5 to 10 years ago coaches were going through. You're just going through it 10 years later because it's so new in the UK. In the US, they're, you know, they're well into this 10 years ago. Certainly the top 5 to 10% are. And so I believe you're all going to run into the same problem. All of you who've got, particularly those like Adam and Dennis who've got really healthy businesses, are now having to learn painfully that whilst you're excited about life financial planning, it's not what the client is concerned about. They're really not interested. They're interested once they start engaging with you in a conversation and realise, blimey, this is a different experience. But until they get to that stage, where that may be some of your material, it could be a video that you're using, it could be questionnaires that you're sending out before the first meeting, whatever it is they start to engage with, until they get to that point of engagement with you, the story life financial planning actually to them is pretty meaningless and frankly is pretty irrelevant. Just go to these websites for a second and see what how they do it, because you know Adam and Dennis are going through constant changes in their business. Did you read Dennis's article though about 2 months ago about his fee structure?
No, I haven't done so.
I could not believe he was that courageous to blatantly and openly take a full page in New Model Advisor and say, I've got it all wrong. I couldn't believe it. I thought, that is so brave. He's such a public figure amongst his peer group to actually say to his peer group, I know you're all following me, but I think I've got it wrong. And then he had everybody else in the planet, you know, Jeremy and Marlene and Julie Lord and all the rest of them all saying, well, actually, this is how we see it, and this, what do you think? And they're all talking amongst themselves quite in a friendly fashion, but I thought that was really, really brave. So what they're saying to you and I is, I know we are, you know, 3 steps ahead of the rest of the planet in financial planning, but even we're getting it wrong. So I just think that's worth knowing as a new acolyte financial planner in the life planning sense. It's not a story that the public gets, and what they get is, do you understand my problem? Do you have some sort of solution? Can I hear you talking to me as opposed to the rest of the planet? Get those things wrong and you still won't get clients attracted to you. But the minute they hit you, that's when your life planning comes into being. That's a personal view. Okay, it's just a personal view. I'm not saying I'm right. I just think, I think you are all going through a cycle that you're going to tell a different tale in about 3 years' time.
Yeah, I mean, under no illusions, it's going to sort of be the, if like the niche that will work. But I suppose, have you seen what Paul Armstrong's doing at the moment? If you look at his website.
Yes, I have. Yeah, because he's asked me to do some work with him. We haven't quite got together on it yet. So what's his take on it? I'm just trying to think.
Well, it's interesting. So his website and so on, so he concentrates on the... and he's called it alternative, as you may remember, so alternative financial advisor,
which yes.
is strapline is used for a while with alternative because it's all about you and we look at your life and cash rather than sell your products first, which is where we get our three hats idea from originally, you may
yes.
remember we've used in our client journey, and that we'll take a step back and you know, do a life planning hat. But so I've not spoken to Paul, but Nick, the younger of the Nicks here, had a chat with him yesterday,
yes.
Just to find out a little more. And I don't know where his end game is, but it appears to me he's trying to get a network together of,
yes.
of people using truth and life planning techniques with,
yes.
with a view to... I don't know whether the businesses then have some commonality and some sale value in the future. I'm not quite sure where he's heading, but it's certainly sharing leads and having a network where you can go all around the country and plug into this alternative financial advisors who are into life planning and telling you the truth about money.
I think my view on that is, actually this sounds really interesting, because if you all got together and started telling a similar story to the public, then the public has a far greater chance of listening to all of the voices
yes.
rather than just one. So
yes.
I think in that way, from a marketing point of view, it's very clever.
Mm.
I just think that each of you in your own individual business with that generic message going out still needs to go through, as coaches, consultants dentists and doctors need to as well, to define who am I talking to, what is their problem. You know, if you all of you in all of these professions, if you try and avoid that, you're going to just waste masses of time. You'll get there, you know, you will all get there, we will all get there, but we're going to waste years of our life getting somewhere where actually there's a much faster route here. And the reason I'm so excited about saying this today is because I thought, whilst I was ill, I thought, I've got to get some help here. You know, I'm just not running this model properly. So I plugged into someone I've been watching 5 years, who turns over a million a year working from home for 4 hours a day, with no staff, all outsourced. And, you know, her first message was, if you're listening to this and you're not earning what I'm earning, which is $1 million a year, and you're working more than 4 hours a day, then you're doing something terribly wrong. And the first thing you're doing wrong is you have to find your niche, you have to define their problem. I don't care how brilliant you are, she said, as an executive coach, it's completely irrelevant. I'm brilliant as a coach, I've got all the qualifications, they're all irrelevant until the client sits down and starts engaging with you. And that really shook me up. So that's my long answer to your very short comment. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Well, no, it's all useful and interesting stuff, and then helps put things in context. I suppose what I was thinking, Dave, is that perhaps we found our niche in terms of dealing with, you know, South Manchester business owners.
Yes.
Who know there must be a different way to organise their life and their finances, and using some of your ideas in terms of, you know, looking at the pain and you know, are they working 60 hours a week in their business? Do they know their 14-year-old daughter?
Yeah.
Come and see us. You know, the process is all about you and you know, how you can, you know, marry your business life and your personal life, and we'll take care of the financials as well.
I think that order of message to me is brilliant. I'm looking at Paul's. Have you got his Paul's website up now?
I've got Adam Young's there, but I had a good look at Paul's thing yesterday. So
yes, I think his centre section on the introduction, planning for life gives you the opportunity to, and then he gives four bullet points. I think that's really crisp and clear. And I think if I was a business owner reading the problem first, this is who I am, and then here's the solution, I think that message that way around would make a lot of sense to me.
So it was interesting before, I mean, I didn't look at the Paul Armstrong thing till yesterday, although I'd heard about what he was planning to do, but I suppose we've got got to get a little marketing leaflet to try and send out through the Manchester Chamber of Commerce, which was a bit bigger, you know, and testing in South Manchester businessmen. And I suppose what I wanted to do was actually, and having just got the leaflet back today, was to sort of let you have a copy of that and
can
see
you
what you
one,
thought.
Can you write one to me by email quickly?
Yes. Having said that, I just had the meeting with these marketing people an hour and a half ago, so she's emailing it through this afternoon.
Okay.
So, yes. And then, you know, from there, whether we correspond by email, I know you're off next week like me for a couple of weeks before we meet at the end of August.
But, yes.
We're not going to rush this leaflet out, but it's something we're planning to do in September, really.
Okay.
You know, and the value your, you know, very much value your input. I didn't want to do anything without talking to you. But I suppose going a stage further, a few minutes we've got now, Dave, was actually sort of thinking this through. We've sort of sourced and looked at Freedom Financial Life Planning. That isn't all the web addresses are available. You know, as Peter was saying, you know, look at the, you know, freedomfinancialplanning.com.net.biz. There's an Australian company using that name. There was a limited liability partnership using that name, but not a limited company.
Okay.
So sort of thinking ahead and thinking, well, if we're trying to get people to, you know, have real freedom and lead the life they want to, you know, to live, you know, okay, it's developing a brand, but perhaps we'll buy that up now and work on that in the next 6 months.
I think the term freedom used in your industry could be really made quite exciting.
Mm.
I really do. I've just been listening to one of your peer group in the Northern team, and he has a really ordinary word, but actually it just rings a lovely bell.
Mm.
So freedom is being used, so what are you calling it, freedom?
Well, rather than Nevis and Taylor Financial Life Planning, you know, it'd be Freedom Financial Life Planning, you know, and, you know, it's Freedom Financial Life Planning is a trading name of Nevis and Taylor Limited initially, but we could set up the limited company, which we may well use in the future.
Yes. Yeah, I'm just going for that. FreedomFinancialLifePlanning.com. How about freedom? Freedom Financial Planning is not the message you want to give.
Yeah, it can be. I mean, it's when you look at the net addresses and there's Freedom Financial Planning, Freedom Financial Life Planning, FreedomFP.com. You know, they're all sort of available. But I suppose it's trying to convey this. You know, financial life planning is what we're doing that's different. So
right.
To me, it would make sense to have that in the business title, but it's, again, you know, we've just discussed this at length and come up with the name in the last week, really. So this is what I wanted to talk to you about and get your thoughts.
I like. Remember, people have got to be able to say this quickly and look it up easily.
Mm.
So you need to be governed by what they're doing with your name rather than what you're doing with your name. I like the freedom context. I really, really do. I just would question the ease of remembering your name if I'm a kind of recommended client that just wants to check you out.
Freedom Financial Planning would be...
So just something a little bit shorter somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah, so something using the word freedom.
Or Freedom FP.
Could be, yeah. As long as I can find it easily and kind of get the message. FreedomFP.com. You don't have... My view is, in the actual name, you don't need to spell out the whole message necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
If it could be done in three words rather than four... That's easier to remember. That's all I'm suggesting.
Yeah.
Do you want to play with that?
Yeah. Well, I suppose we are doing. Yeah. And so that's so good. Good points. We have, you know, thought, well, is that too long? And I suppose I'd push to have the financial life planning in there. But as you say, it doesn't necessarily need to be in the business. You know, the business title or the service.
It might be part of the subtitle or strap line, but in terms of me finding you on the web, or just communicating your name to somebody else as an accountant or solicitor, it just needs to be as crisp as possible or as easily remembered as possible.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Mm. So,
so Jeremy's, I mean, Adam is Dragonfly.
Mm-hmm.
Says nothing about life planning in that whatsoever, but it's awfully memorable. You know, memorable.
Mm.
What's Dennis's? Dennis Hall's?
Yellowtail.
Yellowtail. You know, what on earth?
Mm.
But it's really memorable.
Mm.
I'd have no trouble in remembering that, going to the web and saying yellowtail.co.uk and getting straight to Dennis Hall.
Mm.
So your name, your brand, if you will, your brand is really what you're doing within the business, but the way I remember you is a different issue.
Yeah.
Does that make, can you see what I'm driving at there?
Yeah, so it could be, you know, yeah.
So I want, I think Nevin Taylor doesn't say anything.
No, exactly.
There's no message there.
So that was, if you go for something like freedom, there's the message. Oh, why freedom?
Yeah.
What does that mean? You're into your elevator speech then about what you're doing.
You've got it. I mean, look at Paul Armstrong. Truth.
Mm.
What's that all about? Well, he doesn't need to say what it's all about, because the strap line underneath will say it. But if you just type in truth, you'll get there.
Mm.
And if people say, people do not say, are you using truth cash flow financial planning software?
Mm-hmm.
They simply say, are you using truth?
Mm. Mm.
Does that?
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense, yeah.
So think about how I want to remember you. Mm. Think about whether it strikes a really memorable chord in my little brain as a busy businessman.
Mm-hmm.
Think about, can I find you quickly without getting the spelling all wrong and getting really annoyed? It's those kind of considerations.
Mm.
Do you want to chew that one over?
Yeah, we'll do that. And
but personally, just, you know, my own skewed view, I love freedom.
Mm.
I think you could do a lot with that.
Mm. Okay. Well, that's good. We'll do that. We'll kick the name around, and I'll this PDF that come through. I don't think it's editable by these marketing people. They've done that way deliberately. So
okay.
It'll say Freedom Financial Life Planning. We get an idea of what we were thinking of doing with the leaflet, and actually it's a very rough draft that Lynn put together. All the content really, and then I was thinking, well, actually, if we were going to produce a leaflet, whatever the headline is and the strap line is, you know, would you give me some feedback on what you precisely think we should have in there, given it's a little mailer that will go out with a letter to Manchester Chamber of Commerce.
Okay. How many people are we talking about?
Well, we were thinking of getting 500 leaflets printed and doing 50 at a time and following them up.
Yeah. Okay. Be nice to find out what the market feels, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, it's just sort of testing, and in a way, you know, Freedom, you know, FP or whatever we use, you know, is the trading name of Nevin Taylor Limited. It's just trying that out, really, and getting comfortable and thinking, well, yeah, do we want to launch our whole brand around it as well?
Yeah.
Which was the other idea to talk to you about. But,
I just think, I'm not sure that Nevin Taylor per se is a strong brand, but I do think what you're starting to do can become a very strong brand, as long as I can remember it.
sure.
Yeah. My perception is maybe Nevin Taylor's a stronger brand in Graham's side of the market than yours. I don't know, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it's interesting. Graham sort of, you know, with what he's doing, was keen to sort of stick with Nevin Taylor for the moment rather than Freedom Risk Solutions.
Yes.
You know, it's better known locally.
Yeah.
Whereas individuals, you know, businessmen, they wouldn't necessarily know Nevin Taylor in South Manchester. They might know it in New Mills or the, you know, the surrounding villages, but yeah.
Yeah, I think you could be strong on that. I think if you get this name right and then develop the emotional service behind it, you know, this, and you get your marketing right, you could be as strong as truth in your own marketplace.
Yeah, and there's no reason why you can't niche within that. You know, we talked, had a bit of success with, I think, I can't remember, it was your bus workshop or somewhere where people talked about, mature ladies going through a change. We've had some lawyers refer divorced clients to us, so
right.
You know, it could be you know, Frieda niching on you know, mature ladies that have had a divorce or a bereavement. And
oh, okay.
You know?
Yeah, I get it.
So you can have niches within that and still use the freedom.
Quick question. I know we're kind of a couple of minutes over time, but quick question. I've got a gap right now. You know, I'm thinking of addressing this subject, and I haven't really committed to sending out an advert for the workshop yet, but looking at the subject of life planning within the context of this is the first couple of meetings we're having with the client. Mm-hmm. So following the baseball diamond, mm-hmm. we're now at the first meeting.
Yeah,
I'm just thinking, I'm emailing George backwards and forwards about making sure I don't, you know, use intellectual property without his permission. Mm. I'm thinking about going on the 2-day Kinder doodah.
Mm. Which is Manchester as well, I think, isn't it?
That's right. And I've penciled that into my diary, not committed yet. I'm just wondering what the value to you would be of spending the day with far less of me communicating new information or new ideas, and spending a goodly portion of the day in practice of some of the skills that you've learned, questioning techniques, listening techniques. You've been through that intensive 5 days. I'm not sure what the value would be for you to do it again.
Probably not so much for me, no. But if people hadn't been on it, I mean, I always remember, Dave, I think it might have been when I came along as a guest, first of all, sort of May 2009, and then you got me on the stage and
Right.
did the Kinder thing, I don't know if you recall this, and it was the anything else.
Yes.
In terms of, you know, where do you really want to go with your business, what do you want to do, and I suppose that was the first time I was exposed to it, which got me, you know, thinking about that in a lot of detail. So I think, yeah, practicing it for people there, if they're exposed to it. That was the thing about the, I suppose you've got to flavour it at a 2-day workshop, because, you know, you see George Kinder doing it with an experienced financial planner and getting him to sort of melt in front of him and open up completely.
Right.
You can do that, as you know, so using those techniques. But then to get other people to do it effectively in the one day, if they hadn't done it before, might be tricky. But they would get a lot more value out of trying it and seeing that, yeah, it does work to a certain extent, you know.
Here's what's bubbling in my head, and it's not really clear yet. Supposing we had an Andy Nevitt there, supposing we had, I don't know, a Nigel Barker-Smith there, who's a George Kinderite. Supposing we had, I don't know, a Tina Weeks there, if you like, leading each of one of four tables.
Four teams. I think you've got the right idea. I think you'd have to break it down and, you know, four or six or eight people working together with somebody who you know, who could do a bit of coaching and get them to where they need to be a bit sooner. And that would, they'd get a lot of value out of that. And I guess Tina Weeks with a Kinder hat on would be more than happy, because it'd be PR for the Kinder techniques if you, you know, use the three questions or whatever and attributed it to them. Yeah.
So that's where my mind is going. The kind of, you know, say the work. I broadly know where I'm aiming to be, but it's how to get there, engaging people in an excited fashion that I'm wrestling with right now.
Sure.
But if you're up for that in terms of being one of the quotes coaches, close quotes, or leading discussions at various times of the day, I guess I'm signalling to you I'd love to be able to utilise you in that way.
Yeah, you know, I'd be happy to get involved. Yeah, I'd, you know, quite enjoy it. It'd be, you know, some good practice, and, you know, apart from anything else, but if we're competing, if we can help each other out and, yeah, convey some of these messages, then,
yeah. Because I know that Paul and Nigel Woods and Wendy McCulloch are very excited by the concept as well. And so they, I think they would find it quite exciting. Okay, let me think that one through.
Okay.
I just wanted to put that across to you.
Yeah, sure.
Anything else before we close?
No, that's great. I think it's, you know, I'm going to spend a lot of time really on looking at, as you say, having a look at Yellowtail and Adam Young, and what are they doing, and what we can bring from that, pinch from that, and use and learn from it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I suppose to flag up not getting overexcited as a coach with the idea, seeing how powerful it is and how well it's worked with clients. It's from the marketing point of view, how we can, you know, turn that into a regular stream of clients that are going to pay us for, you know, for that very powerful
Absolutely. And, I just want to make sure that you will save yourself years of frustration, thinking, well, I know this is brilliant, why don't they know? Mm. And then you can use your brilliance once you start working with them.
It is interesting. A number of times I do that, just to finish up the conversation last week, the guy I know pretty well, and I've sort of stepped back from doing this, and I just sent him the three questions of the positioning stuff, and I phoned him up just to confirm the meeting we'd already provisionally arranged. He said, oh, I was going to give you a call, Andy, because I just don't do all this emotional stuff, you know, I can't go there, I want to, no, sort of thing. So I sort of, you know, just said, and it'd be interesting to see how we get on with that, the meeting. Well, just, you know, indulge me. He said, if that's what it's all about, it's very important you do the emotional stuff, and I know, you know, what's critical to you rather than, you know, stuff on the surface that we see every day. And, okay, we'll give it a go then, you know.
Okay.
So many of these sort of typical northern men are very much like that.
Yeah. It's uncomfortable for them.
Mm.
I think Andy Jervis finds exactly the same, because he's Loughborough, and yeah, you know, he gets lots of men in, and they're uncomfortable initially, but he has obviously more experience in still moving them on.
Mm, sure.
Good talking to you.
Yeah, okay, Dave.
Right, so I can expect that before I go away?
Yes, I'll email it, if not today, tomorrow, with some comments, and then if we have time to exchange an email or two before we go away, that would be perfect.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I'll aim to do that.
Great.
Thanks, Andy.
Okay, thanks, Dave.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.